Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Colored girl who sets my heart a whirl, who lives along the Yukon far away. With the northern lights a shine, she rubs her nose to mine. She cuddles close and I can hear her say, Ooga Ooga Mushka, which means that I love you. If you'll be my baby, I'll Ooga Ooga Mushka you. Then I take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. The swaths along the Yukon are good enough for me. She makes her underwear from the hides of grizzly bear and bathes in ice cold water every day. Her skin I love to touch, but I just can't touch it much because her fur-lined bark is in the way. Ooga Ooga Mushka, which means that I love you. If you'll be my baby, I'll Ooga Ooga Mushka you. Then I take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. The swaths along the Yukon are good enough for me. Chicago's tried and ate her night and day. Wear the landing gear that's fine and the fuselage divine and a smile that you can see a mile away. Ooga Ooga Mushka, which means that I love you. If you'll be my baby, I'll Ooga Ooga Mushka you. Then I'll take her hand in mine and set her on my knee. The swaths along the Yukon are good enough for me. Carry me back to old Alaska. Swaths along the Yukon are good enough for me.
All the squaws along the Yukon are certainly good enough for Hank Thompson and me.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. They say the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, can't refuse it. Well, I'm never gonna lose it. Well, I've never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. I was headed for Las Vegas. I only made it out to Needles. But can't you feel it?
You must believe it.
But it feels so good.
It feels so good.
Well, I've never been to hell. People tell me I was born there. Though I really
never been to Spain. I haven't, but I wouldn't mind going. I like to go anywhere. Hey, good to, speaking of going places, good to hear from my buddy Cody Meyer, who is listening to us tonight. He and his lovely bride, Rebecca, and they're actually going to Branson with us next week. So looking forward to them going with us. And always a lot of fun with Cody and Rebecca as well. And Cody asked me to play this song for them tonight. I'm happy to. I bet you $5 that next week at the Gene Watson Show in Branson, Missouri, that we're going to hear this song. And I'll bet you another $5 that Nadine will be dancing to it. For you from the great Gene Watson. Here's one for Gay tonight. She wanted to hear this one by Elvis tonight.
Don't leave me now.
Don't break my heart.
Don't break my heart.
shelf. Come to these
arms. Come to these arms.
These arms that need you. Don't close your eyes to my plea.
Do Me With Love by Danny Pricky,
mm-hmm.
and You're a Hard Habit to Break.
You're a Hard Habit to Break, and Do Me With Love. I'll do it for you.
After nine, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right here at KNEL with Tracy Pitcox in Brady, Texas.
Good to hear from my buddy Kenneth Knight up in Nashville, Tennessee. He's listening to us tonight and said he sure enjoyed hearing some Jay Cooker music tonight. And I'll play this one out to him. A little song that Billy Walker originally did many years ago. Here's Jake's version of Faded Lights and Lonesome People.
There's a place I always go, where every night's the same. When I walk in, the lights are dim, so I don't feel ashamed. The faded lights will hide the tears that fall so constantly, and all the people in the place are lonesome just like me. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and across the floor, but it's just to hide the loneliness they can't bear no more. And as the music fills the room, you sit and wonder why some people's hearts are broken and some people taught to cry. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, their love affairs have ended much too soon. Among those faded lights and lonesome people, you'll find a broken heart in every corner of the room.
Back here, Tracy.
Back in. Here, Larry.
Oh, you must play that Baby Jane. I like that song.
Baby Jane Doe by Frank Torres. I'll do it for you.
I saw that baby death of the hole.
Yep.
Made me cry.
I know. Sad thing, Larry. Sure was.
Okay,
sure was.
Baby Jane.
I'll do it. Thanks for calling, Larry.
Okay, baby. Bye. Y'all.
Love you too, Larry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
They found her in the tall weeds beside a lonesome country road. Mama took her life away. I guess she couldn't bear the load. Nobody knew the baby's name, so the story goes. And the name that they bestowed on her was Baby Jane Doe. They took her lifeless body to the local funeral home. And though no claimed her, she was never there alone. All the town folk came to see her, for they all wanted to know the mystery behind the death of Baby Jane Doe. It's a crying shame she'll never have a name, not a mama nor a daddy.
Tracy, have you played Mr. Shorty yet?
I haven't played Mr. Shorty yet.
Could you play that in my Dolly Parton? I'll always love you.
I'll do it.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3", and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work, said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month at his board. I started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, and then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed, but there on his hip was a short barrel bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. The 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt, the bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stay. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Stay, I would only be wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you
you tonight.
Yes, you can. Tracy, how are you?
I'm fine. Garen, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I want to hear when they get Trigger and Goo.
Little Willie and Trigger getting after it, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can help you there.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate you calling. Bye-bye.
Hey, have a good night.
You too, Garen. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You bet.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, always built to last on weak and shifting sands. I lived by night and shunned the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. Never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. Time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young. I spend
lonely nights, dreaming of a song, the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside the garden wall. When the stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. And though I dreamed in vain, in my heart they're always will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
I want you to stay tuned to Tracy Pitcox. We're on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
a skippity doo dah day. There's Donna Fargo, especially for Rebecca tonight, and one called The Happiest Girl in the Whole U.S. of A. You know what I was just thinking? I was just sitting here thinking that I cannot think of anywhere else in the entire world tonight that I would rather be than right here with you on the Hits Radio Show.
It's closing time, and I just heard the waitress give last call. Thought I could drink you off my mind, but it has.
Justin's best recordings, and he's made a lot of recordings through the years, especially for us on Heart of Texas Records, and I appreciate that. But what a great song that is. Where do you take a broken heart when the honky-tonks close down? Spent a couple of afternoons with this lady this week and enjoyed that very much. Pretty Miss Norma Jean. I was able to do an interview with her this week for the folks in Bear Family Records that are putting out, in conjunction with RCA, putting out a bunch of her old recordings that she did in the 60s and 70s. And that'll be out sometime next year. And so they asked me to do a series of questions to her concerning her career and her recording as well, and who she worked with and different things such as that. And so I had a great afternoon. I think that was Monday. And then Tuesday, I went back over to her house, and we were working on a song project that she's going to record a song on an upcoming project with us. And so anyway, I got to sit there and listen to her rehearse that song right there in her living room, which was very nice. But let's go back and pick up a song she recorded a few years ago. Here's Pretty Miss Norma Jean doing one called
Down.
Dottie Rambo, and if that isn't love.
My Lord sent Moses down to see King Pharaoh. Told him to loose my people and let them go. They were all burdened down with trouble and doubt. My God sent Moses and he led him out. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. If you all trust him as you wonder about. If you are burdened down with trouble, don't doubt. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out.
Three pilgrims now started over the way to that fair land of rest of eternal day. When those are failing, brother, pray on and shout. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out.
Well, my Lord will send Moses to lead you out. If you will trust him as you wonder about. If you are burdened down with trouble, don't doubt. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. If you will trust him as you wonder about. If you are burdened down with trouble, don't doubt. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out. My Lord will send Moses to lead you out.
Loretta to finish up for us tonight, and this old world is just my dressing room, and I'm getting ready to go. Thank you for being with us on the Hits Radio show tonight. We appreciate it very much. Hope you can join us. We will have a rebroadcast program next week on the Hits Radio show, because we'll be on our way to Branson, Missouri. We'll be in Branson, actually, and looking forward to that, taking a couple of buses up to Branson for our yearly trip up there, and always have a great time in Branson, Missouri. Hope you'll visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. Free admission. We'd love to have you with us. Stop by 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady. Tracy Pitcox thanking you and saying may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart. That's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your writes a lot. We told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Pete Mitchell.
Part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.